Okay, today's daf is Tainus daf Chavches. Tainus Chavches, as we are here in the fourth parak of Maseches Tainus, in Parak Mishlosha Prakim, and the Gemara tells us that at some point in history, Tana Rabbanan Chavches and Aleph, the enemy. Who was the enemy? The Gemara here calls Gazra Hamalchus Gzera. So usually that means the Romans. That's what throughout Shas, whenever it says the evil government, it means the Romans. That's what they lived through, right? The later Tanaim and the Amoraim that came soon after them. But the Marsha says that this is talking about the Greeks. Tanu Rabbanan, but what exactly happened? Mahayu b'nei Gon ve'Eli u'b'nei Kotzei Nikitzios, right? These two families that the Gemara had met, that Mishnah had mentioned, that had a special status, right? We're talking about the Karbon Ha'etzim. But what exactly were these families? Amru pamachas gazar malchus gzeira yisrael yaviu eitzim l'maracha. One time, the evil government made a decree not to bring wood for the mizbeach. And if you don't have wood, then you can't bring karbanos. Vashalo yaviu bikurim liyerushalayim, and they shouldn't bring bikurim to Yerushalayim. Vahoshivu prizdaos al hadrachim, and they put prizdos. Rashi says shomrim. They put guards on the roads. Kederach shahoshev Yerovam ben Nevat, like Yerovam ben Nevat had put guards that nobody goes to the Beis Hamikdash. Right, he built an alternate Beis Hamikdash in his day. Shelo yali sol haregel. He didn't want them to go to be all haregel. So ma asuk shir shabadar. What did they do? What did these amazing mesiras nefesh Jews do? They brought baskets of bikurim v'chipa mekisios, and they covered it up with other fruit that wasn't brought for bikurim, and they hid it and they put it on their shoulders. When they came to the shomrim, and the shomrim said, you know, you have to go through customs. What do you have? I have nothing. Nothing to declare. They announced, I have nothing to declare. So they let him through. They let him through, and later on they opened it up, and they went and sung and danced to the base of Migdash. And the same thing with the others. They were trying to bring wood, but they wouldn't let him, so they made him into ladders. And after they got through, and they said, we're going to fix our chicken coop, they took him apart, and they used the wood. Why, Dafka, were these two mitzvos targeted? Out of all the mitzvos that the, there are different versions of, oh, they wanted to get rid of Bris Milah and Shabbos and Bersh Chodesh, and the Gemara and Mi'ilah tells us, right, Shabbos and Milah and Mikveh and Nida. So why, Dafka, here, at this time, did they want to get rid of these two mitzvos, Bikurim and Karbon Ha'etzim? So explains the Marsha right here. Yesh lases tam shegazra al beis dvarim elu lefisha shnei dvarim ha elu hayu mevien besimcha. These two mitzvos had tremendous simcha and happiness and celebration associated with them. The bekarban ha'etzim, as we learned in the Mishnah the past couple of days, with when the families brought their wood karban, they donated wood. They made a party that day. It was like a yantif. Ki kol echad asa biyomo yom simcha v'yantif v'chein bikurim, as we read the Mishnayos in Bikurim, right? They used to have the simcha parade. Hayim mevi'im besimcha k'moshe shaninu b'sof harak beis de bikurim ha'chalil hayam akev v'chulu v'yalkein gazra oz malchus yavan levatal mehem ha'simcha. So again, he says yavan. He says to be mevatal ha'simcha because they knew that was what was keeping the Jews going. Wasn't just the mitzvos, but it was how they did the mitzvos b'simcha. Vayezeba b'yisheni sheyadam haya takifa aleinu. During the time that the Greeks were yadam takifa aleinu, they ruled over us, like it says in the first parak of Avodah Zarah, that 180 years, kuf peishanim, kodem shnechar v'bayis, pashta malchus yavan, already it was spread, v'lo haya lehem adayin yad, v'koach levatel avodes hakarban v'yishalayim, v'chuz v'yishalayim, al drachim ratzu levatel beizrem elu legamrei. They couldn't stop the avoda, but what they did was outside the base of Mikdash, they stopped us from getting there, bringing the wood and bringing the bikurim. So again, this is they knew that simcha, the simcha b'mitzvah, was our secret weapon. We had a shiur a couple of years, Psachim Daf Ayin Aleph. I looked it up. We had a shiur about all different kinds of simcha in Yahadus. All different types of simcha. We had simcha, simchas yantif, and simchas purim, and simcha shel mitzvah, and all different types of simcha. Today we're going to focus on this one that our Gemara talks about, and that's simcha b'shas ha-mitzvah. As the Marsha says, that they wanted to be mevatel this type of simcha. The Rambam, and then the Vilchos Lulav, tells us, a well-known Rambam, that simcha b'shas ha-mitzvah is an avodah gedola. It's an avodah gedola. It's not simple. Hasimcha sheyismach adam ba'asiyas hamitzvah uba'avas hakel shetziva bahen. Right, the Achronim point out that double lashon. The simcha that a person does ba'asiyas hamitzvah and avas hakel, when I do a mitzvah, I'm thinking about the mitzvah and the love of God that commanded it. Avoda gedolahi. V'chala monea atzmo misimcha zu, and one who withholds himself from this simcha. Ro'i lihi para mimenu. Right? He's going to have to pay for it. What are you not doing the mitzvah? What am I going to have to pay for? I'm doing what God said. I'm doing the mitzvah. And I'm not doing it with full simcha. So, royally para, because right, that's not the right package. Shenem artachla shor lovata Hashem alokecha besimcha uvetuv levav. I'm not serving Hashem with my full heart, and therefore I have to make sure that not only do I do the avoda, but as much as possible to do it besimcha. Moshe Feinstein writes about this often throughout his writings, in the Tshuvas also, but twice. That I remember in the Drash Moshe, he writes this in the Parshas Emor. Says Rav Moshe in the Chazal of Emor va'amarta. Emor va'amarta, as Chazal say, lahazir gedola malaktanim. Right, that we have to make sure on the Parshas Pshat of the halacha is that we have to be mazir the parents on the children to make sure that the parents take care that the children are following the halacha. But Rav Moshe says it's a little deeper. Venira. Shelahazir lachani chabanim v'habanos, in order to educate our children. Eino klum ashe yomru lehem shekein tzorach lasos. You can't just say, you have to do this. You have to do this, and, you know, this is what God wants. Im lo yiru shehu davar chaviv ma'od la'aviv. It has to be something that is very beloved. And what the children see is very important to the parents. Shem yishma yaviv shayelo nisyonos gedolim l'kayim mitzvah Shabbos v'yantif. Because if the father tells the child, what we say in Yiddish, shver tzayin yid, and we say it's difficult, that it's hard, but I did it, that I had so many nisyonos, and I was able to overcome. Shem yikol makom tzorach lama b'nisayon, lo yischan chobanim yizeh. That's not what the kids want to hear. Di yomer deim enam gibarim kamoso. Ve'en yachom lichmosh yitzram. Okay, that's not for me. I can't stand up to such tests. This is what we live for. So then that will be the proper educational tool. Number one, to say what has to be done. Number two, how it's done and how it's expressed. Emor v'amarta, that's the double lashon, lahazir gdola malaktana. That's our Moshe in Emor. Also, he writes it in Parshas Baha'aloscha, Parshas Pinchas as well. Parshas Pinchas as well on the pasuk of the carbon of Shabbos, Zachar v'shamar. And he says, Shalachain afshu, Zachar v'shamar is not in Pinchas, but he talks about it there on the pasuk of the Karbanis Musaf of Shabbos. Shalachain af im yishmar Shabbos, shu gibor hakovish es yitzro, lo yuchalachane chazaro shalo akol, Yecholam lichbosh Yitzram v'chulu v'chin is tavinu gam b'zachar. It's not just shamar. Zachar shu oneg Shabbos lower sh'adarab a little l'smoach b'Shabbos. Right? We love. It's not that I can't go to work and I'm losing money. No, Shabbos is the goal of our lives. Ki lo rak she'in mafsidim klum b'shmir Shabbos. Not only do we now lose since everything is katzuv mizarosav shal adam from Rosh Hashanah ela shakol shefa bracha u'mishim b'shmir Shabbos. All shefa bracha is from Shabbos. K'mo shelo mitztar adam al hashosi mahar b'mamon l'kniyas davar sheish bo hana mizeh k'bayis yafim chli bayis yafim v'chulu. This tremendous hana. And the Mesul Sisharim writes that also that this is the basis of so much of our avoda. As he writes in Perek Yutes, that the attitude that we have to have throughout our mitzvos, right? Not a specific mitzvah, but throughout our mitzvos, we have to have this. Two of the great Sifrei Machshava have separate chapters on Simcha. Now, one might think, where does it say? Which of the 613? Some mitzvos should be done with Simcha, as we just learned Bikurim, as is described. But to dedicate separate chapters, so we know the Archa Sadikim, 15th century, and the Peleoites a couple hundred years later in the 19th century, 18th century, have separate chapters on Simcha. The Archa Sadikim talks about the anonymous work from the 16th century. So he talks about proper Simcha and inappropriate Simcha. And how you define Simcha. Simcha doesn't mean, as we mentioned in the past, we've had Shiurim, thinking that Shiur of that we took all the different types of Simcha. There's a difference between happiness and fun. Right? Often what is described in modern day Simcha, it's fun. As Rabbi Norman Lamb writes an article about the pursuit of happiness. Doesn't really mean happiness. The pursuit of fun. That's how it's translated as in our generation. But really, what's Simcha? That's a much deeper idea. It's not fleeting. And they hear the Archa Sadikim in Shar HaSimcha. He talks all about inappropriate simcha. That's what he talks about first, relating to la'ag, related to schok, which is inappropriate. But then he talks about the proper simcha. B'midas ha-simcha tluya mitzvah saseh she'yasa kol marosav. If somebody is b'simcha, so then they are able to have tzidah kadin and recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge and everything that happens is from him. Shenemar v'yadatim levavecha ki yasha yasa ish b'no Hashem l'kech me'yasrecha. Challenges would be, you know, easier to get through. Any nisayon, if I have the proper perspective, and if I condition myself in the easier times to be besimchas, then when there are bumps in the road, you know, it will be easier to handle. Haderach sheyislach adam bechelko, sheyikabal besimcha, harakamo atov. And he talks about, you know, simcha be connected to emuna and his tabkus and other elements. But again, there a whole chapter, many pages devoted to this topic. And of course, this idea of simcha b'shas mitzvah is the basis for the last Mishnah in Maseches Makos, the Pashup Shot of the last Mishnah in Maseches Makos, arguably the most famous Mishnah in Shas. Arguably. Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zachas es Yisrael l'figa l'cheber l'amtara mitzvahs. That's the one that Chazal have adapted to say before they need a Kaddish, even though there are shorter ones. You could have just said l'fum tzara agra from Ben Bagbag and Ben Hey Hey. It's a much shorter one, but the one that Chazal decided was Rav Chaim Akashi Omer Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zachas es Yisrael. But many mefarshim ask on that Mishnah, what's the pshat? Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'zachas es Yisrael. Hashem wanted to be mezakeh us, and therefore He gave us so many mitzvahs. Isn't that a chiyuv? It should be the opposite. He wants to be mezakeh us to give us 10 mitzvahs. Give us 15. Give us 613. Every single aspect of my life is guided and limited by the mitzvahs. So why is that a schus? So many answers given. The Rishonim already asked this question. The Rambam in the Pirush Mishnah on the Mishnah says, why is that a schus? So the Rambam writes something that a number of the later Mefarshim were very upset about, because it could be misleading. The Rambam says, Miyasodos ha'emunah b'Torah, shem ki'im ha'adam mitzvah, mishlosh esrei v'sheish mitzvos. I have a Mesorah, says the Rambam, that if a person does one mitzvah perfectly, somebody does one mitzvah perfectly with kavana, with lishma, Kahogan, Veloshitef imam matara mi mataras ha'olam hazeklal. And he didn't have any other ulterior motive in doing the mitzvah. Not to get schar, not to be recognized, not to, you know, any other reason. Right? So if somebody does a mitzvah perfectly, one, ala asa lishma me'ahava kamosha biyarti lecha, hari uzocher alachai olam haba. That's the ticket to olam haba. One perfect mitzvah. V'lachin amar Rabbi Chananya. So that's what Rabbi Chananya says here. Ki machvas ribuy ha-mitzvos. Since there are so many mitzvos, there has to be one that connects to you. Meaning we all have so many different personality traits, and we all are into different things, and there are different mitzvos that connect to each of us. So it's, says the Rambam, you know why that is? Because Hashem at least wants to have one that you connect to and that you can do perfectly. And that's your ticket to Olam Haba. If somebody does and that's what he said, and that's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, mainly Gemara Avodah Zarah, but Rabbi Chinim Eshadion, before he was wrapped up in the Torah and burned, right before that, I think Rabbi Yosef Ben Kisma asks him, you know, Rabbi Chaim Eshadion says, am I going to Olam Haba? So he asked him, you know, what have you done? So he starts talking about one time I had stucca and it was mixed up with Purim money and I gave it all. I made sure I didn't take it. What is he talking about? He was Makil Torba Rabim. He was a Gadol Ador. What, you have to do a mitzvah? Yeah, I gave some stucca and it got mixed up. So the Rambam says, he was asking him, did he do a perfect mitzvah without any kavanas? Maybe when I give a shiur, a lot of people come, I think that, you know, I feel a little bit good. There's mishatef a little bit of personal kavana. So he says, analosh is damer lo mitzvah staka, betachlos ashlemis o evsharis, vizacha balachay olam haba. And that's what he was saying. That's the Rambam's shot of the Mishnah. There are others, the Maharal, and the Chiddushi Agados, they were in Maseches Makos, says, no, maybe it's, we always know that the best teachers are the ones that work us the hardest. Right, the ones that let us out and don't give us any homework and let anything go by, those we enjoy them the most at the time, but they're not really the best for us. But really, the best for us are the ones that push us. Right? Others quote the Rambam and they don't like it because the Rambam could be interpreted as, oh, you only have to focus on one mitzvah, you only have to focus on one perfect. Again, that's not what the Rambam says. You have to try to do all of them, but the says the Maharal, Vadas knows in Hefechze, right? First he asked the question, Shemipnei Schus Tovas Yisrael Hailo Lassis Aleh Mitzvahs Muatos. Below mitzvahs harbe, kiv mitzvahs harbe yishlach Hashem a yavar. Maybe I'll violate. Umaz chus aleim kasher hir b'lehem mitzvosaf. Aval apir says the Maharal. Hashem yisbarach rozel zakos Yisrael b'al karcham. Bepnei shu yisbarach rozel shiu zakoim al karcham. Velo amar rozel kasher baruch hu lehetiv li Yisrael. Doesn't say that lashon. No, rak amar rozel kasher baruch hu lezakos. Kolmar shiu zakoim b'maaseim ki hu yisbarach tzadik v'chafetz. And he knows the more we have is better for us, even though we don't know it right away, but the more is better. But again, the pashup shot, so many mitzvahs are a schus. Why are so many mitzvahs a schus? Because our life is fulfilled, our life is meaningful, and every single thing we do could be serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that should lead to simcha, right? The Revolbi writes in the mitzvah shkulos, remember that's the sefer that talks all about the mitzvahs that are keneged kol haTorah kula, that are shakel keneged kol haTorah kula. So there he talks about tzitzis, which is one of the seven on his list. He says, how is tzitzis keneged kol haTorah kula? Tzitzis reminds us of all the other mitzvahs. Uzachartim is called mitzvahs Hashem. So there he gives the beautiful mashal of the, I think it's based on a medrash also, mashal of the kabarnit. Right, he quotes this medrash in Bamidbar Rabbah. The mashal of the kabarnit. Echad mushlach l'toch ha'mayim, hoshet ha'kabanit es ha'chevel. Right, somebody is drowning in the sea. So the captain throws him a rope. V'yamar lo, tfos chevel zel v'al tanicheyu. Right, grab onto this rope, don't let go. Shim tanicheyu ein l'chachem. If you don't let go, forget it, you're going to drown. V'yav kach amal ha'kodesh baruch hu l'Yisrael, kol zman she'atem mudubakim b'mitzvos, v'atem advekem Hashem l'kechem chayim kol chamayom. If you grab onto the mitzvos, those are the ropes. Right, we're in the sea of life, surrounded by a lot of things, and the way that we connect to the source of life, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is by the mitzvos. So he says, maybe that's the message of the tzitzis. Because tzitzis, we see strings. We see strings. So strings remind us to grab on. And the gematria of 613, tzitzis is 600 and 8 knots and 5 knots and 8 strings. Altogether is 613. So the mitzvahs are strings in order to get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that itself gives life meaning. And that itself gives simcha to a person. Because when a person feels fulfilled, so then and they're using their time properly, that gives tremendous simcha. So that's the... That's also part of that Mishnah. And again, the goal doesn't even matter whether we succeed. Maybe it's exactly opposite of the Rambam. The Rambam says you have to do one in order to get to Olam Haba. But really, many other sources say the goal doesn't even matter. Goal doesn't even matter. The Malbim says on Tehillim, what the Malbim calls Tehillos, not Tehillim. He has the feminine, Tehillos. So the Malbim says on the parak we say every morning, Ivdu as Hashem b'simcha in Mizmor Losoda, serve Hashem b'simcha. So says the Malbim. So why is it? Why serve Hashem b'simcha? Recognize that Hashem doesn't only care about the goal. Hashem cares about the process, right? Like the famous Chafetz Chaim about Anu Amelim. But says the Malbim, Yish hevdel ben avodas Hashem ben avodas lebaser v'dam ki ha'oved lebaser v'dam lo yismach ba'avodaso mitzad sheinu batuach sheyikabel eschar. When I serve a human, I'm not sure if I'm going to get reward, because am I going to finish? Am I going to be successful? Avodas Hashem is itself the reward and the tachlis. Avodas zu tiyeh besimcha, bo lefane bernana. Habo lefane basav adam, levakish dover yavo bebechiyu betzaaka. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu yavo birnana, ki bevada yemalei she'elaso, because it's just, whatever we do is going to be accounted for, right? That's the Chafetz Chaim about, we get schar for the amelis itself. Again, it's not easy. Simcha, again, we're not talking about any specific chiv of simcha, like we mentioned earlier, simcha yantav and simchas purim, and even simcha on Shabbos, according to some Rishonim, but simcha shel mitzvah in general, like the Rambam talks about at the end of Hilchas Lulav, as we started off before, but it's an avoda. As the pasuk that we just read, ivdu as Hashem b'simcha. Ivdu, it's an avoda. But, again, it's a challenge, right? There's also gilu b'rada, right? There's happy in trepidation. There's not just simcha, but there's a concept called Yiras Hashem. There's a concept called Mora. Right? That's the beautiful Rabbeinu Yonah in the fifth parak in Brachis, where that's the way the Gemara says, the beginning of the fifth parak, the Gemara quotes Gilu Berada, that pasuk in Tehillim. Be joyful in trepidation. So what does that mean? Or isn't that opposites? joyful is great, and closeness and trepidation is distance. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, the Gila Berada, says Rabbeinu Yonah, Sha'afa pishish eitzel basar v'adam, hayira v'hasimcha heim davar v'hipucho, even though regarding a human relationship, fear and happiness are opposites. Shebishasha adam mifachei mizulaso hu ome nirta v'doeg. When a person is fearful of the other being, we're scared, we're jumping back, we're nervous. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ein enokein. But Hashem is not. Adaraba, kshadam misbonein bigdulaso v'yarei mipanav. At the same time that we think about God's greatness and we fear, yismach v'yagil ba'osayira. We have simcha in that fear, in that awe. And we are besimcha and ecstatic in its fulfillment. How could Hashem demand opposite things from us? As we said, other simcha, but this simcha, this would work. Again, the Rambam says a similar thing in Yisodiyat Torah about ahava and yira. But the Rabbeinu Yonah here talks about simcha and yira to put it together. So again, the Yevanim, we didn't get to. I was going to get to talk about simcha dafka by Talmud Torah. That's a specific topic also with many different sources. Zigwar Menachas Daf Yuches, where Yosef HaBavli's face was once shining, and there was a certain woman that came and says, why is your face shining? Did you just sell a bunch of pig? Did you just malve beribis? Right? Did you do it? Why are you say shining? So she says, what are you talking about? And someone says, no, he just learned Torah. Right? He just learned Torah and his face was shining. So there are many sources related to that, but at least here the Yevanim knew that this was a secret. This is one of the secrets to Yadus, and that's why, according to the Marsha, they wanted to get rid of these mitzvahs, the Bikurim and Karban Eitzim, because they knew that was the way to torpedo so much of our avoda. Okay, we'll stop here.